So, brethren, maybe we can move forward to get some help and some thoughts as far as the keeper. That dead was... Go ahead. Go ahead. Right, you're going to help us with that.
I'm aligned with your thoughts now.
Go ahead.
But I'd like to give you what I think is very important for us. God's ways are past finding out. And if we look at the birth of our Lord, second chapter of Luke, when the Lord was born, and in the eighth verse, when there appeared the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night, it was there then to them that the angel of the Lord comes, and he says, with the glory of the Lord shining about them. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be the sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, notice the order here, glory to God in the highest. That's the first thing in relation to the coming of the Lord. On earth, peace. That is what he has secured by his work on the cross. And goodwill or good pleasure in man. So God's pleasure rests upon man, but upon him. And those who are found in Christ, his pleasure rests upon them according to the value that he places upon that word, the preciousness of that sacrifice. But I just thought of that order that was presented before. The first thing that God has in mind, his glory has to be secured. If there's to be any blessing for man at any time, in any situation, it's without securing first the glory of God, nothing will be accomplished that is lasting. And so here this, I thought, is so unique in that situation. And when he comes now in this way in the world, who saw this? Who was a witness of them? And that I thought was so unique, the shepherds. They got the message there. And again, the character of in the city of David, a Savior has come for man. Thank you. You may go on.
Thank you. I was just thinking that the Lord Jesus, before his departure, going back to the Father, he spoke much about the Spirit of God. In John 14, 15, and 16, he gives us certain features of the Spirit of God. But how wonderful to see that the Lord's thoughts, as far as you and me, he's ever concerned about us, that he will not leave us comfortless. He will provide the keeper. The word the keeper, when you look at it in the text and the original, in the root word, it also brings the sense of equality. That someone who is competent in the same measure as David himself. So that keeper was competent and equal to David in maintaining the sheep and securing the courage or the package that Mr. Dog puts it in his to maintain it. And brethren, maybe we can get help for a couple minutes as to regard to the person of the Spirit of God that Christ has impressed us with before his departure. And then we can move a little bit forward to see these features of this Goliath coming up. And we want to talk a little bit about the intention of the enemy even to come up since before even we read about Adam and Eve.
So the keeper, as you're relating it to the Spirit of God, is the another comforter.
Yeah.
One who is not different, but one who is just like. One of the same kind. And it's wonderful to see how David, in all the resources that have been put in his hand by Jesse, and we're seeing it's a wonderful type of the resources that are in the hand of Christ as from the Father. And he brings them with him, demonstrating that there is ample supply to meet the need. And so what does he do in terms of, in regard to the keeper? It's the work of the Spirit of God. He says, unless it is expedient, rather, for me to go away. If I do not go, the Comforter will not come. And it's a demonstration to me of the definiteness of the Lord in regard to making sure that the sheep are kept and cared for. There is not a careless attitude on his part whatsoever at all. There is the definite desire that what has been given to him, because remember, the assembly has been given to Christ. God has given him the assembly. And therefore, he's going to make sure that what he has in his possession is that which meets the ample need. So he provides the work of the presence of the Spirit of God here as that comforter to make sure that the sheep are kept intact. Now, I believe that there is also an application that could be made in regard to the under-shepherds, because you have under-shepherds in the assemblies of God, in the assembly of God. And so God is going to hold those who have been given responsibility as the angel to the churches in Revelation. He's going to hold the under-shepherds responsible as well. But the under-shepherds must take the cue from Christ himself, who is the true shepherd, who has given to us the Spirit of God as he's gone back to glory to make sure that we are kept by his power.